Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and this is I Pray For You, You Pray For Me, and Watch God Change Things. One of the things that we must do is pray. Amen. We must have communication with God. Amen. Praise God. All over the world, amen, people are praying. They are constantly praying around the clock, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Don't you know that Satan's children are praying, amen, to their God, and they praying to their Muhammads and their Hindus and their Muslims and all of these other, even the New Age movement and all of these other Gothics and all of these other people are praying to their God. Amen. Praise God. And so we as the body of Christ should love darkness. We should love the light. And we need to stay in the light. Amen. In order to stay in it, you're going to have fellowship and communication with God. Praise God. So we need to pray. We need to pray expressly for our nation, because we are in a lot of trouble. Amen. The Bible said, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast to set him for a watchman, if when he seeth the sword, amen, praise God, come upon the land and blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. If he hear the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. Amen. So, amen. God has, amen, made me a watchman. Amen. I've been like that for years. Amen. Praise God. Whatever I see or whatever God hear me, I tell it to the world. Amen. To the people. Amen. That, you know, that I'm on the radio with or wherever I am, or in the church or wherever I am, I do expose this devil and his wickedness, because I can't stand him. Amen. So because of Satan and his schemes, we have to pray more than we ever prayed before. He is out there to kill, steal, and destroy. And so being a watchman, I'm telling you, amen, saints, we're going to have to get this thing together and start praying more. Amen. I know we pray, but, I mean, you got to take out more time. Amen. Praise God, to pray to God. I ask God in the name of Jesus right now, amen, because of what's going on in America, the president saw and amen, that form for gays to be accepted. And that's one of the things that we shouldn't, amen, have had to deal with. We should always say no to that and other things, because it's sin. And so all he did was open up the door for the opportunity for Satan to do his thing in the earth realm. He's mounting up his people and his demons in order to try to overthrow the will of God. You see, Satan, what he's scheming for is to come before his time. There's a lot of things that people that are in church have not been taught, nor have they understood. But Satan is trying to come before his time, so he's using people that are in high places, officials, to do things that are not right. Amen. And everybody have to suffer the consequences behind it. In Revelation, in the end time, what Satan wants to do with this Antichrist, this last Antichrist, is to come in and what he want to do, forbid people to marry and cause everybody that he can to be homosexual. And the only reason why children will be birthed in the land is to, amen, produce more so that more homosexuals can come in and they can be used as sex slaves as well. Well, God don't want that. And I'm telling you now, those that are listening, you need to pray and bind up the spirit of deception, the spirit that Satan has caused in this earth realm as far as lust is concerned, all kind of pornography, adultery, all this stuff, because Satan, that's what he thrives on. He's evil, and he thrives on sex and having sex with people. And every time you see somebody that's committing adultery or homosexual or any sort, what he has done is had demons to come in and get in those people and cause them to do things and then they're up under the state of bondage. Amen. But God, Son Jesus Christ, set us free. So I ask right now, amen, that God would move by his spirit and that he would begin to tear down the strongholds first in the mind. Because well, that's where lust start, amen. The thought will come first, and then the sin will proceed after it. And that he would tear down those strongholds in the mind and begin to build up, amen, positive, amen, Christian values and thinkings, amen, praise God. That's going to help God's people, amen, to continue to make it. We need, Father God, we can't do anything without you. And I'm calling on your name, amen, to bind up these demons, amen, that have tried to set up camp in the earth realm, bind up principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, amen, rulers of the darkness of this world, amen. Thank you, Jesus, and ask God that you would put on the whole armor of you, God, on your people, amen, and begin to strengthen them, amen, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, for you to turn this thing around, amen, what the enemy is trying to do in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that you would send forth legions of angels to protect your people, protect my nieces and my nephews, amen, my children. Amen, in the name of Jesus, protect my grandchildren, my sister and my brother, amen, praise God, and all that pertain to them. Amen. Praise God. I ask you to protect, amen, my cousins and aunties and uncles, amen, and all of that pertaining to them in the name of Jesus. I ask you to protect, amen, the apostles, my apostles, amen, and the evangelists and the teachers, amen, and the, amen, praise God, the doctors, amen, and the, praise God, the bishops and all of those, amen, and every work that's pertaining to them, amen, so that they can stand forth in the name of Jesus, amen, praise God, and begin to do the things that God has pointed them to do, amen. I bind up the warfare, even the tricks and traps of the devil, amen, that he's laid for God's people, and I declare and decree victory for us. I declare and decree, amen, deliverance. Thank you, Jesus, for, amen, us in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Lord God, to let your blood just begin to flow like never before, Father God, because we know that, God, you are God of miracles. Amen. You're God that can restore back, amen, and give people back their right mind. For the Bible said in the book of, amen, Romans, praise God, that they are reprobated. Amen. Their minds are reprobated. Amen, Father God. So I ask you, Lord God, to even now let that woman, let that man see that that's sin. Amen. They burn in with lust in their own flesh, Lord God, but you can change it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, right now I'm mad at the devil because of what he's trying to do, and I'm almost shamalalaboshakiriaboshaka. If I could see him right now, Father God, I'd tear his tail up. Father God, I ask that you would touch right now, God. Children that are in schools, Lord God, don't let them be influenced by these old drug demons and these old lust demons. Bind up the drug lords and the lust lords in the name of Jesus. Lord God, children that are going to college, protect them. Let's Shakar. Now, God, I ask you to break and destroy every yoke of office in the name of Jesus. So close every door and every portal, every window, every gate, amen, every opening where the enemy has tried to come in upon these young people and even the old women, amen, praise God, and old men that are doing the same thing. Amen, it's time for sin to stop. It's time for fornication to stop. It's time for adultery and lying, amen, and cheating, amen, amen, and stealing on the jobs, amen, to stop. It's time for stealing, amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to remove those spirits in Jesus' name. I cry out for the peace, amen, of Jerusalem, amen, and that those demons that's over there, amen, in Tel Aviv and all around that's into homosexuality, one of the biggest areas that is, amen, that you would tear down those strongholds. Father, I pray for all the people all over the world, in Africa, France, Germany, London, amen, praise God, over in Persia, amen, over in Asia, praise God, over in, amen, praise God, my God, thank you, Jesus, China and Japan, amen, praise God, over in the Philippines, amen, praise God, over in all of those nations, amen, praise God, that they would come to the knowledge of you. Send more laborers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and let them know that God, you're there for them, amen, and Lucifer is a defeated foe. Now, God, you call this prayer line, amen, forth, amen, praise God, for us to pray 40 days, and I'm asking, Lord God, to build a hedge of protection around Donovan, amen, praise God. Amen. That said that all the young boys and all the young girls, amen, praise God, that are in college, amen, and all over the place, all over my family, all over the saints' family, in the name of Jesus, just build a hedge of protection and let them know that, God, you're there. Amen. You won't lose a case. You can't be able to get up because of my shanda. Now, God, and I'll be careful to give you the glory tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I reveal, amen, the works of the enemy. He's trying to come before his time. Amen. And I command God, amen, and I give him permission to come forth, amen, out of the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the troposphere, and begin to tear down satanic works. I command those demons to be torn down. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. I give you permission, God, to come into the earth realm and begin to, amen, destroy the works of the devil. Now I declare and decree it, amen, and I call it forth in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against God's people, amen, shall prosper. No weapon formed against the saints shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I don't care if your name is Charles or Sam, amen, Ruth or Mary, amen, praise God. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Elizabeth, amen, thank you, Jesus. Francine, or whatever your name is, amen, I'm standing in the gap for you in prayer tonight. Amen, knowing that God is going to win this battle for us, amen, because Satan can't come before his time. He is a defeated foe. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I'm despicable. I'm so mad at him. I don't know what to do. Now, God, give us the right frame of mind. Create us in a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And let us hold fast to the truth. In Jesus' name, I pray.